It's Sunday, January 13th, 2008.
This is the Pirates Week.
PFCC shows what we hear and see on radio and on TV. FCC, F you.
You're and breaking the law.
I said I'm listening to a fadeaway sound. I said I'm listening on the Santian 909.
Shoot some more fire to your treetop wire.
But why can't I do pirate radio again? I mean, why can't I just turn on transmitters when I want?
Won't you just want my wiener? Cause you really don't feel right cold.
Join us on the airwaves.
You're pirates. You're all a bunch of pirates.
Surf the skies and find new friends.
We will seize the airwaves, speak freely and be heard. We will seize the airwaves, speak freely and be heard.
Well, hey, everybody. This is Ragnar Danstjold, and you're listening to The Pirates Week, a podcast concerning shortwave pirate radio and other forms of free media, free radio. Got a pretty good show for you this week. We got a pirate has been busted down in Florida. FM station and three have been arrested. That was yesterday. We'll get into that in a minute. We also are going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. A couple of off-air recordings this week. The propagation forecast. We got some other solar cycle info as well as the Filipino monkey. Stay tuned. It should be a pretty good... Hey, when you got monkeys, you know it's going to be a pretty good Pirates Week. Stay tuned, everybody.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
Oh yeah, we're going to get into that Filipino monkey story from the International Radio Report towards the end of the broadcast. But until then, I do have a few other things we're going to discuss. First off, hey, shortwave audio podcast, a pretty good podcast I've listened to every once in a while, the shortwave audio podcast. They had WBNY on for its podcast number 25. Links, of course, like everything else we'll be talking about today, will be in the show notes, www.piratesweek.info. Hey, Cork over on the IRC chat room, she's got a HF Underground search engine just for you Firefox user. You can use it as, up there in the toolbar. You can type whatever you want, search HF Underground. You could add on for Firefox. Links, like I said, to that would be in the show notes. Hey, thank Cork. That's pretty cool. I use it myself now. And what else? Hey, The Pirate's Dilemma. And that's a new book out by Matt Mason, The Pirate's Dilemma, How Youth Culture Reinvented Capitalism. Not really pirate radio related, but it's more pirate as in the whole mental background of being a pirate. It just hit the bookstores yesterday. It offers a unique glimpse into how punk, hip-hop, graffiti, and other counterculture movements have undermined the status quo and sparked innovation over the last several decades. That's kind of the whole pirate background on that. Not so much pirate radio, but the whole mentality of pirates. Matt Mason, the author, discusses the book on a post in Torrent Freak. Links in the show notes. It's going to be torrentfreak.com. Cool book. So that's really all I wanted to touch on here at the beginning of the show. Let's get right into the pirates in the news. We do have a pretty big breaking story now for pirates in the news.
Pirates in the news.
Well, there's only one story this week, and it's a big one, just happening, looks like Friday night, maybe Saturday, yesterday. the 12th of January. Pirate radio station has been shut down. Winter Haven, Florida. Well, it's always Florida, isn't it? Polk County Sheriff undercover detectives working with agents of the Federal Communications Commission and the state attorney's office arrested two men and a woman this afternoon in Winter Haven after their investigation and subsequently search warrant revealed that they were operating an illegal radio station at 150 Avenue T, northeast in Winter Haven. According to their affidavits, Wesley C. Williams, a.k.a. DJ Blue, and Jamessa Spillman, 23, and Calvin Thompson, a.k.a. Dread, 24, admitted to operating the station without an FCC license. The station was known for playing gangsta rap-style music. Williams and Spillman told police they announced songs, and Thompson admitted to paying the station $700 over 3 months for advertising for the Jamaican Lounge and giving shout-outs on air. Sheriff Grady Judd said the illegal FM station broadcasted gangsta rap with violently offensive language. We believe one purpose of this station was to glamorize and encourage criminal gangster activity. All three suspects will be booked in the Polk County Jail and being charged with one count each of unauthorized transmission interference with a licensed radio station, a third-degree felony. Under further investigation, it's been revealed that Thompson was the operator while Williams was the station's main DJ. Spillman operated the station during the men's absence. One of the better quotes from Sheriff Grady Judd was, working in partnership with the state attorney's office and the FCC, we have crushed this illegal operation. Yeah, okay. They crushed them. The other thing that they did not mention, or that was glaringly missing from any of the articles concerning this bust, was that they were charged with unauthorized transmission and interference with a licensed radio station, a third-degree felony. There is no mention anywhere, what that station was that they were interfering with. I think that was conveniently overlooked, and probably there was never ever a complaint filed at all.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
Well, it's time now to take a look around the interwebs for some relevant postings on Pirate Radio, starting off like we always do with the free radio network www.frn.net/vines. Radio Maple Leaf starts us off. He reports that he has been running a CW beacon on 6924.7 to test some propagation on a new antenna setup. He reports it seems to be working well, and there's a few reports of it in the logging section. He was running that CW beacon on 6924.7 for the last couple of days. I don't think he's doing it anymore, though. Over on the workshop forum, JB, James Brownyard, posts asking if anybody knows how to build a crystal oscillator to bypass the VFO in a Heathkit HW101. So if you happen to know how to build one, post over there for the workshop forum for James. Gristle posts asking about running the Linux operating system with the rigs. He would like something he can use to decode slow scan TV, CW, and perhaps log with. Alex Draper points him towards hamshack.sourceforge.net. Nice to see Alex posting again there. 807B also supplies radio.linux.org.au and says he runs 100% Linux, but not for decoding or logging. Over in the swap shop, JTA is looking for one, or possible two, foot switches, specifically the Digitech model FS300. and he also may be looking for a friend. Over in the Pirate Operators Exchange, Rockin' Rick replies to the ongoing file transfer protocol thread Cracker started last week. Rick says he's using uploadjar.com and mytempdirect.com and zshare.net, all with pretty good results. They provide delete links, and the last time he tried to access UploadJar, it was actually down. Being an advertising-supported model for the free usage, you also may want to use an ad blocking or pop-up blocking software. He's also used YouSendIt. He says Zshare has a lot of nasty pop-ups and such, but if your browser is secure, then you're in good shape. Using these services is HTTP, not FTP. He goes on to say these services come and go, change their maximum size and other rules, or even disappear completely, and some work better than others. Well, I haven't yet received my edition of the Free Radio Weekly yet, so from the pages of the FRN are the stations being heard this last week. Pirate radio stations on the airwaves this last week include Sicko Radio, Undercover Radio, WBNY, Ann Hoffer Radio, Radio Conalrad, the Elvis Birthday Station, Radio Maple Leaf, Mike Tango Radio, Sunshine Radio, and Bipolar Radio. QSLs being sent out and being received this last week have been from the Radio Baratina Internacional from Catalonia, Spain. Marcel and LC International received one from that station.
You know the weird guy in the corner of the office who always has his headphones on? That's you!
Well, it's time now to do some off-air recordings, and I have two for you this week. And you know what? I'm going to play both of them in their entirety. That's right, the complete show of both of them. I'm just going to let them roll. Fortunately, they're both shows were about 3 minutes in length each. First up, WBNY 6925 Upper Sideband, the 9th of January, 2337 to 39. Like I said, about 3 minutes long. WBNY was doing the t-shirt ad and the campaign ad, and like I said, this is the full broadcast. Take a quick listen. It's, or even an extended listen. It's WBNY Commander Bunny.
Commander Bunny, 2008, and wear your t-shirt with pride. I'm Commander Bunny, and I paid for this political announcement.
Oh,
And the second broadcast I have for you this week is actually an unidentified UNID 6925 upper sideband, the 12th of January, 2112 to 2115 SIO. I call it a 333. Very distorted voice saying, "You are becoming sleepy." And it was actually repeated several times, and we're going into some music after that. Then it just faded off into static. This is the full broadcast. It was about 3 minutes long. I believe it was repeated twice. Actually, I think this was the second time somebody heard it. But take a quick listen. This was a very eerie, very strange, and very short UNID.
Are you sitting comfortably? Are you sitting comfortably? Good. Then we'll begin. You are becoming very sleepy. 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 You are becoming very
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, it's time now for the propagation forecast, like always, coming from This Week in Amateur Radio.
Taking a look at this week's propagation forecast, we just saw 8 days of sunspots. But now the solar disk is spot-free once again. The big story, of course, this week, as we've covered here, is the sighting of the first sunspot of cycle 24. The sunspot has now faded away, but a new spot is emerging near the solar equator, and it has the same polarity as the cycle 24 spot did last week. This is odd because the spots from the new cycle should be emerging at higher latitudes, like last week's did. Average sunspot numbers this week were nearly 10 points above last week's average at 13.3. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions were observed on January 5th through the 8th. The NOAA and the Air Force predict planetary A-index values for January 11th through the 17th at 5, 5, 15, 15, 10, 12, and 10. Australia's IPS Radio and Space Services released a warning for a geomagnetic disturbance caused by a high-speed solar wind stream from a coronal hole for January 13th and 14th. Geophysical Institute Prague predicts quiet conditions on January 11th and 12th, quiet to unsettled on the 13th, active conditions on the 14th, and unsettled to active on January 15th, with unsettled conditions reappearing on January 16th through the 17th.
Well, I did have some other information from This Week in Amateur Radio concerning the upcoming change of the solar cycle. And actually, I think in the essence of time and the fact that we've beat that dead horse to death, I think I'm going to skip that and go right into some Filipino monkeys. Filipino monkeys? Well, yeah, the Filipino monkey, a radio broadcaster in the Gulf area that's causing havoc over there. He's kind of not, I wouldn't say a pirate, maybe a clandestine, maybe just a jackass on the air. Almost caused World War III this last week. I'll let Steve and Janice over at the International Radio Report have their take on it. This from CKUT's International Radio Report.
Other strange things go on the radio. I don't know if you heard recently, there was U.S. Navy ships in the Strait of... Hormuz, Strait of Hormuz in the Persian Gulf, were attacked by Iranian patrol boats, started buzzing around these U.S. Navy ships, and they thought they might be under attack. The patrol boats were buzzing around them, and the U.S. Navy was taking evasive maneuvers, and they heard over the airwaves, "I am coming to you, you will explode in a few moments." And they thought it was these Iranian boats who were threatening them. And, you know, could have caused a political incident that could have started a war between the U.S. and Iran.
That's all we need.
And it turns out that one of the probable sources of it is a jammer, a radio jammer. Someone who goes on the radio shouting taunts and threats, and his nickname over the past 20 years has been the Filipino monkey. And they called
Bad monkey.
The fake Iranian voice said, "I'm coming to you, you'll explode in a few minutes." Was probably the Filipino monkey. And this article back from 1987 talks about cargo ships going through the Strait of Hormuz having been challenged by Iranian ships demanding to know what they carried. And someone getting on the air saying, I'm carrying machine guns, hand grenades to Iraq, and an atom bomb. And it turned out that it was a third voice. It was not the ship's captain. But he taunts and threatens, you know, when Iranian ships are communicating with other ships and tries to provoke things. It's pretty dangerous. And this is sailors in that part of the world are now well known with the rogue radio operator who calls himself the Filipino monkey, interjecting jokes, taunts into radio conversations between ships at the southern end of the Persian Gulf for at least, now 20 years. And during the Iran-Iraq war, the escalated tensions would rise when warships from several nations patrolling the Gulf. On a hair-trigger state of alert, the Filipino monkey has become more than just an occasional amusing annoyance. He's dangerous, one shipping source said. He gets on the radio when ships are being challenged. Some of the things tells the Iranian could provoke an attack, so... Whoever he is, he doesn't seem to like Iranians very much. He tells them what he thinks about them in graphic terms. Also, if there's any female Navy helicopter pilots who get on, he uses some pretty degrading terms. Started out by playing music and then by taunting other seamen, usually Filipinos, with curses in the middle of the night. So this is why I called him the Filipino monkey, because he taunts the Filipino seamen who work on the ships and gather their language. The other seamen would respond in kind on the airwaves, were alive with colorful arguments and various accents of English. It used to liven things up during long and lonely, monotonous graveyard shifts in the Gulf. but his illegal activities have come close to provoking some serious incidents. And the United Arab Emirates have said that they've attempted to find this fellow and catch him, but his dark humor has become dangerous at times. Here was another incident where an Iranian ship had locked its weapons radar onto a U.S. warship back in the 80s and was warning it in no uncertain terms to stand down. The warning was repeated three times until the Filipino monkey added his own. Iranian warship, Iranian warship, you're going to get it now. So
you're going to get it now.
You're going to get it now. So everybody has their theories as to who this guy is, or whether it's one person or many people, but some nutpar is trying to provoke stuff in the Persian Gulf. So I wonder if anybody's heard of this fellow before. If you have, email us. And if anybody has any recordings of this, it'd be pretty interesting to hear. I'll have to check it out. So
yeah.
the Filipino monkey jammer in the Persian Gulf trying to provoke the Third World War.
Well, I do have the audio clip from the exchange between the U.S. naval vessels and the Iranian speedboats and what is purportedly to be the Filipino monkey in the background. Now, this is what Steve and Janice were discussing. I did want to mention just one or two more things before we get out of here today. First of all, I found this in the Radio HF Internet Newsletter, a cool website for you medium wave DXers. I know Steve from the International Radio Report says he's a medium wave DXer. DXtest.info. It's a blog that purports to be your source for the latest AM DX test information. That's DXtests.info. Like I said, links to all this will be in the show notes, www.piratesweek.info. Hey, the new 2008 SWL Winterfest registration form is now posted for those of you that are attending the big gathering of the unwashed in Culpsville this year. $57 for the full fest, including the banquet. If you get it in before February 28th, afterwards it's $65. http://swlfest.com. That's the Winterfest in Culpsville. Hey, talking about Steve and Janice over there in the International Radio Report, they did give us a shout-out of sorts. RF Programs was mentioned on the International Radio Report after reading an email from Artie Bigley. Always nice to get an on-air mention. And hey, RF Programs will be one of the websites to get a major overhaul in the next few weeks. Probably the end of January, the start of February, we're going to do some stuff behind the scenes with the server, and several of the websites will get updated to, yeah, I know, they look atrocious. They look like something that came out of the mid-90s, and we're going to switch a lot of that over to WordPress, and it'll look a whole lot cleaner and newer, and you won't look like you're trapped in 1998. Okay, that's about it. Hey, I'm about out of here. What else was I going to say? That was it. Okay, hey, I'll see y'all next week. Until next time, hey, thanks for listening.
And yeah, that www.rfprograms.com, that's the one run by, has Pirates Week, and they have a bunch of different radio-related programs that you can click on the links to go directly to. They have World of Radio, The Pirates Week, our show.
Oh, cool.
Alan Wiener Worldwide, a bunch of, you know, radio-related programs. So check it out. An easy way to source all your radio-related podcasts, downloads, and stuff. www.rfprograms.com.
From the
Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web. We meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.